Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have some extra special guests from the podcast Tooth and Claw. We have Wes Larson, Jeff Larson, and Mike Smith.
Woo! Hi.
Hey, everyone. Hey, what's up?
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
That was amazing.
You guys should answer in unison for everything.
What's the most guests you've ever had on at once?
Three, I think.
Nice.
Right?
Maybe four. Because we do a draft every year, a fantasy draft.
Oh, so cool.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do a draft too, but it's for critters. Not for basketball players. Yeah. We do a March Madness animal draft. Or it's more, more of a bracket, not so much a draft.
Tournament. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do a draft now.
Do you decide which animal could probably dunk best?
We don't. We haven't talked about that yet, but we probably need to.
A giraffe. I mean,
yeah, obviously a kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Real bouncy.
I mean, giraffe doesn't even have to get off the ground.
True. Yeah. Wes, you got a pick?
My pick, I think I'm going to go with Mike. I'm going to say kangaroo.
Oh, Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, tigers would be good.
Would work. Yeah.
So you all, speaking to explain a little bit, you all have a podcast where you tell stories of animal attacks. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the podcast and how you got started?
Sure. So like a little bit of background. I am a wildlife. I started working with bears in 2011. I worked with polar bears, black bears, and Jeff helped on the black bear study quite a bit. And then I've worked with grizzly bears recently and sloth bears in India. And just always been really obsessed by wildlife. And so one day we're all three, Jeff's my little brother, and then Mike's a good friend of both of ours. We're all three kind of talking about stuff we could do together that would be like a fun side gig or business or whatever. And we thought of a podcast, and all of us have been always interested in animal attacks, or at least me and Jeff. We're still not sure if Mike even likes animals, but
jury's out.
Yeah, but he was good at he had the equipment. He was good at having equipment. So, so we brought him
and
in
telling jokes.
Yeah, and he's funny.
Well, like they say in sports, the best ability is availability.
Yeah, and exactly.
That's what I got.
So yeah, we talked about
like they say in sports. It's like, what am I talking?
No,
it's
they ridiculous. Do say that in sports.
Yeah.
I've heard it a couple times.
Generally.
We all three listen to a lot of true crime podcasts too. Mm-hmm. And so it was like kind of like we thought, let's do a true crime podcast, but let's have it be about animal attacks, and let's make sure the main thing is we didn't want to over sensationalize the attacks. We want to make sure people knew why they were happening and how to prevent them. And that's kind of the goal of our podcast. And that's how
we still don't completely know what we're doing, but we're figuring it out. Mm-hmm. We got a good product. We're just trying to figure out what to do with it.
Yeah. Polish it up a little.
I mean, I think it's great.
Thank you.
You guys recently did a 3-part series called Night of the Grizzly about an attack on two women by two different grizzlies that happened like in one night.
Yeah.
And I was riveted. I mean, it is a very good listen.
Yeah. Wes, how many hours did you put into prepping that total?
Oh, I don't know. Like a good full, like probably like 30 hours. I'm guessing.
Wow.
Yeah, of research for that one. Yeah, it's been a labor of love, but I'm ready to be done.
We don't do
that.
Yeah,
anything.
I'm thinking like you guys are doing like work, and we just come on here and talk about like who's
talk
fun
shit.
To watch.
Yeah.
It's funny because I feel this like strong responsibility to be so accurate because we have people that are trusting their lives with us, you know, and that sounds a little drastic, but it's true. Like people listen to our information and they're like, okay, these are the things I need to do when I'm out in grizzly country. And I don't want to give them bad information because that's like a very serious thing. So I do, I make sure to dot all my I's and cross all my T's when I'm doing my research. So I'm not telling anyone something that could get them killed.
You guys probably don't have to worry about like what if one of our listeners runs into Luka Doncic on the street one day? It's like, how do you prepare? Do you deal with that?
Maybe if it's Grayson Allen, you got to watch out.
That's true. We do warn people about Grayson Allen or Kristaps Porzingis the Jokic brothers.
Mm. Oh, Jokic. Oh,
yeah. Don't get on their bad side.
That Morris twin still isn't back in the plane yet from when he got hit in the back.
For the Heat.
Yeah.
Marquise.
He's mad. He's mad about it.
don't mess with Jokic.
I don't care.
Yeah. Don't turn your back.
No, I respect that. I respect that you guys are like taking it so seriously because it totally is possible that someone's going to be like in a situation, like an emergency situation where they're like, oh shit, what am I supposed to do?
Well, and I love camping and hiking and never even thought to bring bear spray with me. And now you guys have like converted me to a bear spray fan.
Good. You had bear visitors when went to, where was it? Sequoia?
We were sleeping one night in Kings Canyon and I was in a tent. My friend was sleeping in the car. And all of a sudden in the middle of the night, I see two little bear cub silhouettes circling my tent.
Oh, geez.
Nightmare. Oh, wow. Nightmare.
And they told us there were some problem bears. And I was like religious about the bear box.
Yeah.
And the next morning, my friend was like, I thought you were being kind of stupid about the bear box. but now I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, they work. They're good to use. We've had like a number of people now write us and say like, hey, I had a run in with the moose or with the bear or whatever. And I remembered everything you guys said and it went really well because of it. And it's like, we love those messages. They make us so happy because there's so much information out there about these different attacks and everything. And it's really hard to consume that information when it's in like a boring brochure or pamphlet or something. But feel like a podcast is a really good medium to give people that information and have it be digestible and like, and rememberable. That's probably not the right word. Rememberable. Memorable.
Memorable. Anyway, yeah.
I sound like Jeff. Anyway. Yeah.
Rememberable works.
So
yeah, it works. We understood you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Wes, we know you gotta get going soon, but before you go, we wanted to do something. You guys do a segment on your show where you have a hypothetical cage match between the animals that you've talked about, like which animal would win in this cage match. And so we wanted to propose a cage match between NBA mascots. A lot of them are animals. Some of them are not.
Uh-huh.
Mavs man
is not, but there's the Raptor. Okay.
Ooh, the Raptor. That's a good one.
We've got the Raptor, there's a bunch of bears. There's the Jazz Bear. Mm-hmm. Grizzlies have Grizz. Ooh, Slamson the Lion. Nice. That's the Sacramento
Kings. Who's that
Kings.
For the Kings? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Clutch the Bear.
Oh, Clutch the Bear. The gorilla, he looks cute.
Clutch is iconic. Gorilla. Clutch can roller skate. Okay, he already has like +5 on everyone else.
The Suns bear, Gorilla.
A roller skating bear. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you brought up the Suns Gorilla, Wes. Like,
his name is Go?
I'm from Phoenix. We've only ever called him the Gorilla.
Interesting.
So I don't know.
Never heard that.
But he could probably do some damage. But then there's also like...
Bango is a good one.
Oh, Bango...
Yeah.
But there's those also horns. Sir Cece, the Cavaliers knight.
Okay, that's weird.
That guy's dying immediately. I got to go with the wizard, right?
Yeah,
a wizard would be able to.
Yeah, wizard.
I think his name
the wizard
is
with G-Wiz. With the snot.
Oh, he looks like Gonzo. Not who's that? What is that?
G-Wiz.
G-Wiz?
Yeah.
Never mind. Know. He's losing too.
I bet you his spells are not very good. It's probably just like.
Who's the magic one?
Yeah, who's the magic? It's like a dragon guy.
Stuff the magic Stuff. Dragon.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
my
one.
Pick.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so do you guys have Ooh. Like. Do you want me just to tell you who I think would win overall? Or do you have a couple matchups you want to see?
I want to hear who you guys think would win overall.
Okay, I got to pull up like a.
I mean, it could just be based on him. Oh, lucky the.
Can I choose the Washington Bullets?
good choice doesn't exist anymore, but yeah, that would be a good choice.
Like, the Wizards have their own Mavs man guy,
the G-man.
I hate that.
I hate it too. Have you guys seen the Mavs man?
I don't think I have.
Oh, right there. He's got like basketball skin.
Yeah.
I think the Clippers mascot is actually the most intimidating.
Chuck the Condor?
Yeah, it's like a little scary.
I love Chuck.
He'll twerk in your face.
Yeah, he's got a dump truck.
That's not as bad as the Pelican, right? The Pelican looks like genuinely kind of disconcerting to me.
Pierre is terrifying. Oh,
yeah, what the hell is that?
Plus, actual pelicans will literally eat anything, and they are scary.
It looks
scary.
Like they used real pelican pelts. Do birds have pelts? I don't know. So much for my animal knowledge, but it's a gross-looking mascot.
Ugh. Why does the bill look so un-pelican-like, too? Like, why? It's just droopy.
Well, pelicans have that gullet that they can but it's shove like, stuff in.
It, like, sticks out, and it's, like, low. I don't know. It doesn't look
little,
accurate to
their
me.
Their little gullet is called a guler sack.
Ew.
Yeah, they're an interesting bird. But
gross.
If I'm picking one of the animals, like if I'm picking non-mythological animals, because I'm
the
picking
raptor
the dragon.
Still, though.
We're counting the raptor?
Yeah.
What kind of raptor is it? Is it a velociraptor?
Okay, so
velociraptors are actually really small, which is something they didn't really teach us in Jurassic Park. So yeah. I'm going to pick...
That educational film?
Yeah, I'm probably picking the gorilla.
Over a bear?
Yeah, over a rocket?
I think... Well, I said animals, Mike.
Okay, you're right. My bad.
I think a full-grown, like, silverback gorilla is beating your typical grizzly bear. I think so. But that's the constant one that I get asked, like, who wins in that fight? And I think it's a close fight, but I'm probably picking the gorilla. You know, it's another really good pick there, though, is a bull. Like the Chicago Bulls. Like, do they have a bull mascot?
Yeah.
Yeah, Benny the Bull.
He was Montana Grizzlies mascot, Wes. The guy who's in Benny the Bull.
Yeah, you know that.
Oh, you know this, man?
He was like the best mascot ever at the college where we grew up. And he would just like drink. He does this thing. He still does it on the Bulls where he goes to half court and he shoots like over his head, like no look shots and makes them. And like he would do that like in this like college arena, you know, with like 3,000 or 4,000 people. Yeah.
That'd be a really useful skill in a fight.
He also can twerk.
I think he would be the best one on one if we had like a 1-on-1 tournament between them all.
Mm. Yeah.
No one has like a elephant or a rhino, right?
No.
Okay. So yeah, I would almost say Benny the Bull might win.
I might go Bango. I feel like
he's a Bango? Deer. He's not gonna win. He's a deer.
Yeah,
he's got those horns.
A gorilla's ripping those horns right off.
The bison.
Ooh, bison.
Oh, that is horrifying.
Bison's a good one. Who's got
Oklahoma
a bison?
City.
Bowl cut.
OKC.
Okay. Yeah, that's better than a bull.
I hate
even,
the
probably.
Bings.
You know, though, a grizzly occasionally a grizzly will bring down a bison. So
I'm going bear if it's me. I want the
which one?
I'll probably take the jazz bear.
You're a jazz fan.
I'm a jazz fan.
If it's a jazz bear, it's probably a black bear because that's all we have in Utah. So
yeah,
the grizzly. I don't know. Yeah,
the grizzly
would be
the black bear.
They don't have grizzlies in Tennessee.
I mean, they don't have gorillas in
Phoenix. They used to be in Vancouver,
so. That's true. Maybe we should just run with that.
They don't have Stuff the Magic Dragon in Florida.
In D.C.
They do have wizards.
But yeah, if we're taking the whole field, I'm picking the wizard. For sure.
I'm picking Stuff because he's a wild card.
The dragon. Okay.
Yeah. The dragon's a good choice.
Yeah. He breathes fire. He could set any of them on fire.
Or just, what is the heat one?
Bernie?
Yeah, he's like, what is he?
He's like a anthropomorphized
like
a flame.
Like if he's just that's fire, then I might take that, you know?
Yeah, if he's just on fire.
Yeah.
His stupid nose.
Yeah, like
basketball nose.
It's pretty hard to beat fire. And I guess if someone's just like water... If their mascot's just like a water droplet, then that might be fire.
The wizard could make water for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the wizard for me. I'm picking the wizard.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. That's my wildlife biologist perspective.
That's for a professional perspective. Yeah.
So wizard beats everything. Jeff, did you have a pick?
Yeah, I was just going to stick with the bear, but I think Wes is... I like the heat now. I like the fire.
That's a good pick.
I'll take the fire. Mike, what's yours?
I'm still going with the rocket. I don't think the gorilla could take a rocket.
This coyote is... The coyote from the Spurs is crazy looking.
He looks strung out. He's got to get some like...
He's got some PCP like energy or something.
Coyotes, that's a pretty good pick because... Yeah. They're actually like super good at surviving.
He looks like he's
so tiny.
Yeah.
Compared to some of these other ones.
Well, who's going to win? 500 coyotes or one wizard?
One wizard. Without a doubt.
It just depends on like how good of a wizard it is.
That's true. Yeah.
Hugo what the Horn is so cute.
Like, can he just like make things brighter and that's it? Then I'm taking the coyote.
Great. This is great.
Yeah. That's the official picks.
Wes, we'll let you go. We know you're in transit, but thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Sorry that I am doing this from my truck, but
oh no,
no worries.
I'm excited to hear the finished product and see what kind of basketball talk the boys get up to. and
yeah. Yep. You want to leave us with any basketball thoughts before you go?
No, I'm also a Jazz fan, so I'm sure Jeff's going to represent me very well.
Nice.
Yep. So good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.
See ya.
Okay. Now, Dad's away. Really get wild. So let's start by... You know, who are you guys fans of and how did you get into basketball?
So Utah Jazz are my favorite team, like, of any sport, besides maybe like college. So Jazz are my, Utah Jazz are my favorite professional team. And yeah, I liked them more casually growing up, but once I moved to Utah, like, it became like full fandom of them.
Yeah.
But then Stephen Curry is like my favorite athlete of all time. So I still kind of like the Warriors.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
I like the Warriors too.
Are the Jazz who people from Montana typically, was that like a regional thing?
No, not really.
Not at all.
There's a couple, but not what team. It's really mixed. It probably would have been the Sonics. Like, growing up is the Sonics.
Well, that's me. I have a very sordid and tragic tale of sports fandom, mostly inherited. All of my favorite teams are either just like cursed, terrible, or don't exist anymore. And like my very earliest memories with basketball were like tragic again, but like when the Sonics were the number one seed and they got beat by the Nuggets as an eighth seed back in the 90s. And it was just like, from there on, I was just knew that I was doomed for depression and sadness when it came to sports. But I love the Sonics. Sean Kemp is my favorite player.
Yes.
I mean, as a product of the 90s, it's Michael Jordan, really, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. But Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, Detlef Schrempf, like just the most classic, fun team I've ever watched. And that's probably looking back through rose-tinted glasses. But yeah, it just doesn't get better.
Does Detlef Schrempf have the best name in basketball history?
Shrimp?
Shrimp.
Oh.
It ends with a F.
Shrimp. It does sound like shrimp, though. So, like, I feel like he had to be, like, extra big to, like...
It's the,
if he was small, it would have been, like, too easy to be, like...
The flat top haircut's really important to, like, envisage when you're thinking about him, too. Because... It's just an indelible part of his image.
That is just quite an amazing
looking kind dude. Of like, I mean, he looks like he's going to the military.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
I remember my dad told me he saw him on a flight that he was taking once, and I was just like secondhand starstruck. I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to meet someone as cool as Detlef Schrempf. And now people don't really even know who he is, I guess.
Well, he was on Parks and Rec a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. When? And I don't know, a couple different seasons. I just remember because we had
he's the guy that's like famous for dunking it at like, or is he deadlift shrimp in Parks and Rec?
He plays himself in Parks and Rec.
Okay, that's what it is.
And I'm pretty sure it's like John Ralphio like hires him to just stand at a party or something.
Oh, when the Entertainment 720 and he comes and dunks. Yeah, I remember.
And I just, we had on Joe Mandy who wrote for that show, and he told us stories about the basketball players that they would have on the show, and I just got very jealous.
Yeah, that's cool.
But he seems...
We can ask him to come on Dunktown. I mean, what's he doing?
Detlef? Yeah.
Detlef@gmail.com. Yeah. Cold email.
Dial him up.
Yeah. Sonics, such a sad story. And you're wearing a great Sonics jersey.
Yeah. It's my camp. It's like a legit... It's not game worn. I don't want to like pretend it's anything it isn't, but... It is like a legit off the shelf Sonic jersey. It's pretty
nice.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite. It's like a top 20 possession.
If your house is on fire, that's like the 20th thing that you're grabbing. Okay.
Well, you look great in your jersey, but I have a couple jerseys, but I don't wear them because they don't fit ladies well.
Yeah.
I don't like how they look on me really either.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just like for particular.
Some people can pull it off. Mike's like a little taller. He can do it. I feel like if you're tall, it helps.
If you're a basketball player, yeah, like a tall, slender guy.
Yeah, Mike was super good at basketball in high school.
Really?
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Small town, like it doesn't count really.
He's really good at dunking. That was like what I was most surprised about was like he could just like stand under the hoop and dunk.
Do you still play?
Wow, that's impressive.
No, I retired. Jeff and I actually, I think it was almost like the same week, we got the same exact ankle procedure done.
Yeah. Mm.
And ever since, I've just like, I knew from all like the sports I did through high school, all of my joints are a disaster. So I know if I try to move laterally faster than just kind of like a walk, I'm just going to rip all of my tendons and ligaments in half again. So I walk slowly and in straight lines
it's
these
so
days.
It's so bad for joints. I blew my knee out playing and I just suck now.
Mm. Oh, that sucks.
I mean, my back hurts just like walking around my house.
I broke my foot just walking across my apartment. So,
do you play? Do you guys shoot? Or
no.
Play at all?
No. Okay. I used to shoot around a lot before the pandemic. But I've never played a game of basketball. I've only just like shot around. And I think it partially comes from being self-conscious and also not knowing all the rules.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So why not start a basketball podcast? Along the way, you'll probably learn all the rules.
Exactly.
I have something that I don't know if it's in the rules, but like I think would be fun to try. So like Steph Curry... I think you get all four of his teammates to hold hands and form a circle around him. And then the defenders like can't get to him. And then you just like walk the circle to the 3-point line and he can just shoot open threes.
It's called the ring around the rosy the offense.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we need to get that to Steve Kerr and he should try it.
I would love to see it.
Is that against the rules? Because I don't see anywhere in the rule book that says you can't do that.
Yeah. I don't know why you couldn't just hold your teammates' hands and form a circle.
You could lock arms and then, just like bump.
They say they're light years ahead of the rest of the league. They're not really doing anything that different. That'd really prove it to me.
I was also wondering, do you think if like someone had the ball and got on another player's shoulders and that player ran, is that traveling? Would you have to dribble? Because he's not moving or walking. Mm.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like he could just hold the ball. He's not running.
Yeah.
He's staying still.
Or hold him like a baby. And just,
oh yeah, like a football.
I just see like an Air Bud ref flipping through his book.
He's like, I can't call it.
Technically, it's fine.
I mean, all of this sounds great.
Yeah, I think I should try coaching. Honestly.
Yeah.
So
email
what's your
steve.kerr@gmail.com?
Okay. Yeah.
It's crazy how many people's emails are just their name.
Yeah.
So you two, obviously, Gabe, it looks like we've got a Denver fan on our hands, but mm-hmm. LA, you got, sorry, I'm holding a knife up in a webcam. That's really weird. I don't do that. I don't know where that knife came from, I swear. You guys are Lakers or Clippers? No.
So it's hard to be a Lakers fan if you're not like from here, because I think there's a lot of, well, there's two different reasons why. One is I would feel like a bandwagoner if I just started liking the Lakers all of a sudden. But then also I'm from Phoenix and my first team was the Suns, and the Lakers were like our mortal enemy. Mm-hmm. So it would feel weird all of a sudden supporting the Lakers.
What era of Phoenix is like your, are you like the 7 seconds or less? Or are you back like 90s, like Dan Marley and OG crew?
I remember Dan Marley and Charles Barkley, but I wasn't going to games or really watching them. I mean, at that time, what was I into? Nirvana, I guess. But it really was, I moved to downtown Phoenix and was very close to the arena. And I was dating a guy who was a huge Suns fan, like grew up as a Suns fan. So we would just go to games all the time and it was pretty cheap. So it was really Steve Nash and the 7 seconds or less guys and Amari Stoudemire. We used to see Amari Stoudemire around and he's such an imposing, he's so tall, you know, he's just like a big guy. And so that was really cool. Yeah.
Those teams are sweet. I loved watching, man, so fun.
So fun. That was, you know, before Booker, that was our like last hope at getting a title, but didn't happen.
And now we go to a lot of Clippers games.
Yeah.
Just because it's like a lot more accessible and a lot more affordable. And
we like the Clippers. Yeah. They're super fun to watch. I mean, they have their ups and downs, but they're like tend to be a scrappy, you know, team. So
Clippers are the team like I least want to win a championship.
Really?
Of every team. Yeah.
Why?
Why? They've never had one. Why are
I know,
they so
they've
hated?
Never even like made the Western Conference Finals. Right.
That's what I don't get. The hatred they get is so like unparalleled.
The thing
it's, like,
that bothered
they haven't
me
done shit.
The most was when they signed Kawhi Leonard after he just won with Toronto and he's like considered the best player in the league, and he goes to a Dodgers game in LA and gets booed by the fans because he didn't go to the Lakers.
That's because of the Lakers fans.
I know, but then like I don't think LA deserves to have the Clippers if that's how they're going to treat like some huge star.
This is a good point actually.
And I want them to go to a different town. I don't want them to win in LA.
I was mad about that too because it was just, I mean, the way that Lakers fans reacted to the Kawhi stuff was just like gross and like fucked up.
Very
childish. It's like the best basketball player in the world. You can like have him in your town and you're booing him.
That's how it is. They always will treat Clippers fans like that or the team like that. And it's annoying to be
like
on this side of it.
Puppy.
Yeah, it's like bullying because it's like they're always like, this is Lakers town. You'll never have more fans than us. And it's like, yeah, no one is arguing with you. Like, we get it.
We just don't want to like the Lakers and the Clippers are like, here.
Yeah.
I get it. I get why people like them. It's just like, I don't think they...
You want them to
deserve,
move.
Like, yeah, I don't think they deserve to win if they don't have like the town, if that makes sense.
I do. I feel that and I understand the thing where it's like having a whole town support this team and having two teams in a town is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like LA is so big and you can kind of tell like the kids who are not wealthy and, you know, tend to go to Clippers games because they're cheaper and then become Clippers fans. It's like, oh, well, it's nice that they have that because going to a Lakers game is so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's also
Jeff,
like,
do you hate poor people, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really what it comes down to.
No, I do. I actually agree with Jeff. They should go back to San Diego. How about that?
I mean, it is sad that San Diego doesn't have a team now.
Oh, man.
Because they loved the Clippers.
They don't have, all they have is baseball.
Yeah. Stupid Padres.
They're not moving. They're opening a new stadium.
Yeah, they're staying here.
They're sticking around.
Yeah, the well, Bomber is building like a huge, like a super expensive one, right?
In Inglewood. Yeah. $30 billion arena. What, out in Inglewood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That will like change it, my opinion on it a little bit. But like where they play in Staples Center and it's like the Lakers arena, like I don't know.
It is weird, yeah.
It's weird. And also, there's too much stuff happening at Staples.
You guys mean crypto.com.
Crypto.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The crypto.
Please use the right name.
It's cool. Yeah. It's cool watching like how they change it from the Clippers court to like a hockey rink to the Lakers court in like 24 hours or something.
And then all of a sudden, Ariana Grande is performing there and they have to change it again.
She's on the ice.
Yeah.
I do love watching a hockey game there, though. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
It's not a bad arena, but it's just, it is nice for a team to have their own home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we asked this question. We ask all of our guests this question, and so we have to ask you.
Legally, we have to.
We legally, it's in our contract.
Perfect.
So if all NBA players wanted to kiss you, who would you kiss?
Oh, man, I got to think about that.
Yeah, take
you know
your time.
Who I think would be the most fun? Because he makes everything fun. This is my new favorite player. Just, I get, we're probably going to talk about this a bit later, but Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
He would, it would be just, it'd be a good old time.
You'd have
Anthony.
A good laugh.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Definitely on board with that.
Also, he's such a cutie. His
Mr.
big
Applehead.
Smile.
He is, yeah.
Did you
look at him?
Did you see the Mr. Applehead thing where he was being asked a bunch of
Wait,
questions?
Just play it. Just play the video game.
We'll just show it to you. He's just so funny, and anytime he does
the Google image results. Up?
What the hell is going
on? No, you were in the right place, Gabe. Why?
It wasn't a video.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan Kelly.
If you get a win tonight, that would bring.
Oh, wait, no, that's not it either. I'm
Damn
sorry.
It.
I'm
that's
ruining
the one
everything.
Where he's like super excited. He's talking to someone with an accent, right? Yeah. Man, he's like effortlessly charming.
He's
I love
him. His
so
interviews
much.
Are the best.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to find it because it was essentially what it was like. They were asking all these rookies about stuff from the 90s because they were like, we don't know what this is. We've never seen this before. Oh, here
it is. I just have an image.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So they were like, who's this? And they show him the mask. Jim Carrey's the mask. And he goes, Mr. Applehead? I don't know.
It's great. Just make something up on the spot.
He does. His head does look like an apple.
It does.
Never thought.
I never
about
thought
that.
About it. He's very sweet though, and seems. Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. He would be a good time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kiss Boban.
Mm. Ooh,
just great because, choice. Like,
that's a good.
Whenever
one.
There's like a couple where one is way shorter than the other, like it's always funny to me when they like kiss standing up. So I just would want to experience that.
Wow. He'd kiss your whole face. You'd get like your nose in there and everything.
Like against
his
will.
If he like grabs my head, it would just be like my entire head is wrapped in his hands.
Is that his partner?
Yeah, that's his wife.
Yeah. And can you imagine them kissing standing up?
No.
No.
Oh my God. Like, there's a photo of them looking at each other and they're like, miles away.
I mean, how does it work?
He that's has what, to pick her up like a toddler and then go.
That's what I want him to pick me up.
Oh,
who are some other candidates for the kiss? I was thinking maybe Zach Levine. He's got kind of like steamy boy
he's
band
so
eyes.
Attractive.
He's hot. Yeah.
And
he's
has
the jawline.
A deep voice that is just it's nice.
I mean, I always say Kelly Oubre. I mean, hottest player in the NBA by far. Who else? Dame.
Oh yeah, Dame's very cute and sweet. He's got back problems right now. He can't really kiss. He can't go passionate. You know.
Can't get too aggressive.
I also think Serge Ibaka would be like really funny and like sweet.
Do you know, he's not in the league anymore, but I think this is my number one overall of all time is Boris Diaw.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
he's got to be like a sensual kind of like giving lover, you know?
Yeah.
Hello.
He's all French and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He was on
Rudy Gobert, also French.
The seven
he talks to Wes on Instagram, or at least
really?
That's
right.
Yeah.
Really?
Does he love bears?
He likes the outdoors a lot.
That's so cute.
He's really weird because he was one of the few players that he played in Utah for like a season, right, Jeff?
Yeah. And he just loved it
here. Uh-huh. Yeah. Which is like not a usual thing for people that
nightlife in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
The Frenchiest dude in the NBA, according to GQ.
Especially when he's all thick.
Yeah. He's a very beautiful man.
Have you seen players around Salt Lake? I'm really curious like what Rudy Gobert does.
I used to live in the same apartments as Donovan Mitchell.
Ooh.
And like he would have, so once I saw him, Exum, and I think Royce O'Neal, they were like all at the pool on the roof. So like nice. I just went and said hi, but they had like security and didn't really want to be bothered. So.
Did you show off like your swimming abilities or anything?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
take your shirt off, perfect do some dive.
I did see a couple weeks ago, I was up in Salt Lake City just driving up to where my brother he lives close. And I saw Hassan Whiteside's. Have you heard about Hassan Whiteside's custom like Jeep Escalade thing he made? If you look it up, it's this ridiculous, he calls it like Big Sue or something. But it's got to be like the least eco-friendly car I've ever
seen.
It's like
a military vehicle.
It looks like a tank. Yeah.
You saw that thing?
Yeah, I saw it driving around. I was like, I can't believe, because it was like over the line in the street. Yeah.
It says Big Shirley.
Big Shirley.
That's what it was.
You said it's a hybrid?
No, not like a hybrid as far as like gas is concerned. But like he took two different cars and stuck them together.
Oh my God. I see what you mean.
It's so fucked up.
If I were a basketball player, I think I would want a less noticeable car because then people are just like know where you are at all times.
I mean, he probably loves the attention.
Yeah, a lot of them like the attention, I think.
Also, do you really need that in Salt Lake? I mean, I know it snows, but
I mean, you got to put a bunch of chains on those cars. No one needs that
besides maybe like the army.
The military.
I think it said it was $330,000. Is that right?
That's crazy.
Hassan, you need to
chill, dude.
You need to spend your money better, buddy.
Invest.
Yeah. Basketball doesn't last forever.
Yeah. He got that totally unearned max contract from Miami, and I think he's set for life.
He got maxed?
Yeah, I think so. But and still, then, like, immediately traded.
He's still, like, I mean, he's not going to be in the NBA forever. Like,
yeah, plan
that
for
money
the future.
Will, if you're spending $330,000 on a monstrosity like that,
yeah,
probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
You need a financial advisor. Call me up, buddy. I will help.
You want to do his retirement plan for
yeah like how much money is he putting away in his Roth IRA?
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
Probably not enough.
They should do those questions on the Jumbotron. You know how they like ask players?
Yeah,
that should be one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about some news here.
All right.
So much happens in a week, we can't possibly cover it all. So we wrap it up in a little segment called Previously on Basketball.
Previously on Next Level Chef.
Basketball.
Ooh, that's his new show, right? Gordon
yeah,
Ramsay's
Next Level Chef. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it about children being chefs?
No, it's about adults, but
the adult is way better because he like actually gets mad at them.
Okay.
Exactly.
He verbally abuses them.
If he did it with kids, that would be ideal, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to be in a really nice kitchen on the top level or a really crappy kitchen on the bottom level or in a medium kitchen between them. So that's the concept of the show.
But you have to do good No,
why is there
what.
So many kitchens?
Yeah. I think it's because they wanted to do this camera effect where they go up between the different levels because they do it like constantly.
It's just like an elevator going up and down.
Yeah.
They should do yeah, one exactly. like Chef Gordon Ramsay, but like the show alone. Like
yes.
a combination of those where he just has to like make meals out of stuff he finds in the forest.
This is a great yeah. idea. You're an idea man, Jeff.
Yeah,
I feel
that's
like
what, that's
gotta,
why I'm here.
You got to be getting the entertainment business.
After I'm done coaching.
Yeah, after your coaching career winds down. Lucia Harris, pioneering basketball star and the only woman to be drafted by the NBA, passes away at 66. Bulls Lonzo Ball is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks after suffering a meniscus tear. Bulls Alex Caruso will require surgery on his wrist, may be out 6 to 8 weeks following hard foul from the Bucks' Grayson Allen. Candace Parker is exec producing a new documentary on the history of Title IX. The Phoenix Mercury hire Aces assistant Vanessa Nygaard to be their new head coach. Nets assistant coach David Vanterpool receives $10,000 fine for deflecting a pass intended for the Wizards' Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, wait.
Kyrie Irving receives $25,000 fine for cursing at a Cavs fan.
let's see the Kyrie video.
Wow.
Hey, it's just one.
What did he say?
He said, I got y'all a championship and you motherfuckers are still ungrateful.
He's got a point.
I mean, he's right. Yeah. Why are they heckling him?
I don't like people who sit courtside and just heckle like that.
Yeah. They should be kicked
out. I'll never sit courtside and I would just be so polite. I would have good manners.
Is this a plea?
Please.
I feel like if you're getting heckled, it should be a totally fair game, two-way street. If you're heckling, the player should totally be allowed to just like...
Yeah, you can't right fine him for like talking back to a heckler. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I do like it when like a player like has a bad first half and are getting heckled and then they like... just totally dominate the second half and they like blame that particular fan for them losing. It's like, it's all your fault because you heckled me.
That is fun. That was something. Didn't Reggie Miller, Spike Lee?
Spike got into it. Donovan Mitchell did it once.
Amazing. Let's look at this David Vanterpool interference. He's the coach.
That's a good play.
Assistant coach of the Nets.
He just sticks his hand out.
Just like
what is he doing? Why the fuck is he doing that?
He couldn't help himself. He's such a player.
He doesn't know the rules of the game that you're not allowed to just grab the ball.
I like how the announcer explains it, like, which is not allowed. And it's like, yeah, dude, we know like the coach just can't touch the ball in the middle of the play.
I have a feeling he just wanted to play so badly.
Yeah, maybe it was just reflex.
It
like
just
he couldn't
like,
control
like cat
himself.
Reflex. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you train those muscles for your whole career.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to stand on the sidelines? Come on.
Well, I think too, like if the ball comes at you on the sidelines, you can like grab it.
Yeah,
but
that's
then,
different.
Like, yeah, but he probably was just confused about where he was. Like he didn't know he was like so close to the court or something.
Oh yeah, maybe. I thought you meant
like
he
it
had
has
like
to
early
be an
onset
accident.
Yeah,
he thought he was at home with his family. Let's look at Grayson Allen.
Speaking of Grayson Allen, who we warn people away
no.
from.
Oh come on, Grayson. Can't get
the long rebound.
Sumu got it.
Oh,
my gosh,
it's so bad.
Watch his arm. He's gonna pull it down.
Ouchie. Yeah,
like, it's almost like an in-air hip toss.
How are you gonna
come
do
on,
that
man.
To Alex Caruso? He's like one of the most beloved men.
I don't really like Caruso, on, but
he
I
really
feel bad
smacked
for him.
Him. I mean, he is a very popular player.
He really
is. You don't
is.
Like him, Jeff?
In LA, he was like the favorite. No, yeah. Just that in LA, he would have like 4 or 6 points and then be like complaining to the ref the entire game. Like he was like a star or something. I like him more than he's in Chicago, though.
Yeah,
he probably got a big head because people were really hyping him up for a while.
Yeah,
I think in Chicago, he's a good role player who's like not necessarily getting the
Chicago.
Stats.
What? But so now they don't have Levine
Ball or Caruso or,
mm-hmm. and Levine, right? Or is Levine he's, didn't play recently?
He's just out for health and safety protocols. Right. I'm pretty sure, right. So he'll be back. But Ball and Caruso probably.
Man, they were good too. Like they the Bulls were playing well.
They were
together.
So fun to watch, and like I really was thinking that they would make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Maybe they'll be healthy by playoffs.
Yeah. Maybe.
Although balls sound bad, right?
Yeah, he had tear. Well, they said it wasn't that bad of a meniscus tear.
Yeah, like they said 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay,
which so I didn't know there were levels of tear.
Yeah, meniscus sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds gross too, yeah, to be honest.
What Meta World Peace came back after like 10 days after tearing his ACL. Anything's possible.
How does that happen?
I don't know how he did that.
I might be making that up.
No, I swear that was a story.
You're right. He like came back as fast as like anyone's ever come back from an ACL.
But maybe it was just like the tiniest little tear.
Yeah. Maybe.
And they just sewed it right
up. Fully snap it. Or anything.
In scientific terms, you have a tiny little tear.
That's yeah.
All right. Let's see what Bulls coach Billy Donovan said after Grayson did that mean thing.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really, really bad for Alex to be in the air like that, for him to take him down like that. He could have ended his career.
I don't want to look
and
at this again.
History of this. It was really dangerous. And I really hope the league takes a hard look at them, something like that. I personally thought it was, you know, it was just, it wasn't good. It just was not good.
So
I think he didn't like it.
It was bad. It was not good.
So on our podcast, we have an ouchie scale after every episode. So if like a 10 is a grizzly bear attack and a 1 is like, a paper cut, what ouchie would you give the Caruso injury?
Ooh, he looked like he was in pain, but definitely not grizzly bear attack level. I'm going to say 4 ouchies.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. Because, I mean, he was like horizontal in the air.
It was like a bad fall for I don't know. It sucks.
Did he smack into the backboard too?
I wish they gave Allen a bigger punishment, honestly, because like you don't want to like ever discourage players from like being as athletic as possible, and like Caruso was like going for a cool dunk and
right yeah. And Grayson Allen, wait, what was Grayson Allen's punishment, do we know?
I think he's playing.
He got a flagrant
tonight.
Too, so he was ejected.
He just got a flagrant too. I feel like they should have like had him, you know, sit out one game or something like that.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. I mean, he's a recidivist too. It's like not the first time that he's done something. This goes back to college.
He was hiding in the bushes last week and tried to trip me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
He's probably a huge dick back in like middle school basketball.
Yeah,
like pulling people's pants down stuff.
I just don't like the look of his face too.
He sucks.
Ted Cruz.
But do you what do you think is the worst basketball ouchie of your stop showing
him. People were saying he also looks like Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, poor Jamie Lynn Spears.
Wait, pull up that photo game now that we're already on the Ted Cruz train.
Yeah, we gotta see this.
Not Grayson Allen.
Ted Cruz
and Jamie Lynn.
Is so good.
Let's see this. Oh, they do kind of look related.
I feel like Ted Cruz gets a lot of lookalikes.
He's kind of just like a generic white man.
There was like some like killer who they thought was like
Ted Cruz. Oh, the Zodiac
the
killer.
Zodiac?
Yeah, they like think he's Ted Cruz, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We found that guy though.
Ted Cruz is such a piece of shit. I hate him. Let's look at this clip from a New York Times documentary, The Queen of Basketball, about Lucia Harris.
Phone ring. Someone from New Orleans Jazz calling, looking for Lucy. We want you to come and try out for the team. We had already decided to start a family. I just thought it was a publicity stunt. And I felt like
I didn't
think I was good enough.
Aww.
So I decided not to go.
Aww.
And I said no to the NBA.
Aww.
Too much pressure on her, maybe? Like, just too much...
I mean, I bet it would have been horrible, too. I mean, can you imagine how shitty those dudes would have been to her?
The fans?
And the fans, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been awful.
But I wish she had done it.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, I wanted that clip to keep rolling. Why'd you stop?
Well, should we just watch the whole documentary?
Yeah. Maybe we should do an episode on it.
Oh,
that'd
be
good.
Not a bad idea.
The whole documentary is on YouTube. We'll link to it in the show notes. And it was really good. I was just looking for a clip and I ended up watching the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Nice. All right, let's look at Russell Westbrook dunking on Rudy Gobert.
Uh-oh. Close your eyes, Jeff.
Uh-oh. Is this going to make you mad?
This is amazing.
Russ, oh, my gosh. Throw
it down, Russ. Down the middle he goes. He's like flexing and like
really
puffed up.
Barking. As he does. I love him.
It was a good dunk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. And like on Gobert, like, I don't know. That might be like the hardest person to dunk on.
Yeah, he's so tall.
Maybe not, because he always tries to block it. He like won't get out of the way, so like there's more opportunity for it. But still, like as far as like who you could dunk on, he's at the top of the list for like most impressive person to dunk on.
Yeah, he's won Defensive Player of the Year like multiple years.
I don't know who else has even got him. DeRozan had a good one a few years ago, but I can't remember.
He gets
a
hit
single
like,
time.
Twice a year.
Not like that though.
That was,
I mean, usually people
dunk.
Don't get dunked on like that, but yeah.
If I got dunked on like that, I would never recover.
I want to get dunked on like that. I want Russ to dunk on me.
Oh my, I mean, I would, yeah, of course. But I would like my self-esteem would like take a huge dive.
Yeah. I mean, if you if you're goal is to not let him dunk. Yeah, that's true.
or you're standing under the net like, don't dunk on me.
Come on, don't do it.
All right, let's look at this video of Warriors rookie Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, all Kuminga.
Right. I see some in-flight entertainment for you. Are you a chess guy or a checkers guy?
Mm-hmm. I don't play neither of those games. I just got to do my rookie duty and carry that for Clay.
Wait, he carry. What did he say at the end? Carry that.
He carries it for Klay Thompson.
Oh. That is so...
Because he's a rookie.
He doesn't have room to think about checkers.
No, he's got to carry around chess for Klay.
Yeah.
Mike's like one of the only people who likes the NBA and doesn't like Klay Thompson.
You hate Klay Thompson.
He's a fraud. I can't believe he's fooled everybody like this. It's ridiculous.
Wait, in what way?
He's great. No, he's an awesome basketball player.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. Like... second greatest shooter probably ever behind Steph. But like, he just isn't funny. And somehow people think that he is. There's like this weird false veneer that people have this idea that he's not like the cockiest douchebag, which he is, because he makes stupid jokes about like a toaster. It wasn't even his idea, the toaster. And people think he's the funniest person because he signed a toaster once.
I don't think he's intentionally funny. I don't think he means to be funny.
I think he's like funny. Like,
I think he's a dumbass.
I think he's kind of corny, but
totally.
People get mad when I say that.
I think it's cool.
He reads the newspaper like before games and like
that's
he's
cool.
Just like casual.
Unreal.
This Please, is, chess,
I
dude,
prefer this is players to be illiterate.
Now that's funny, Mike.
This is a classic like case of people holding athletes to a different standard. If I read the newspaper before work, I'm just like a regular guy. If I read a paper before a basketball game, all of a sudden I'm like, what? He's like a living meme and he has done nothing. Can't
well, like,
stand it.
Carl Anthony Towns says he watches a video of gorillas like killing each other to get him psyched up before games.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of funny in contrast, like Klay Thompson just sitting there reading the news.
Doing the crossword, gets all ramped up.
We talked about that on this show and we're like, what? This is ridiculous. And then I heard you guys mention it's probably not true.
I've looked for videos and I just don't think there's a video of a gorilla killing another gorilla online.
I feel like that would exist. Why do you think that doesn't exist?
They don't really like kill each other. Like they fight a little bit, but not really to the death.
Like your guys' whole job is to watch animal or like talk about animal attacks. So I feel like you would know.
There might be one out there, but like I just don't see how Carl Anthony Towns has access to it, and
he's got
I can't
bookmarked.
Find it.
He's on the dark web.
You should DM him, see if he'll share.
Yeah,
it with
I'll
you.
See if he can like send me that.
Hey, bro, looking for some gorilla fighting.
I need to get pumped up for my podcast. Yeah. Can I watch that video?
Yeah, you might get somewhere with that.
CarlAnthonyTowns at gmail.com, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Carl.Anthony.Towns. All right, let's move on to our next segment. Each week, we highlight our favorite comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's the Cutie Comment of the Week. This week's comment is from Choni Mitchell. Choni says, I'm in a webinar and someone in my breakout room is trying to get us all into crypto. I derailed her by telling the group that the Lakers stadium is now the crypto arena and we're not supposed to call it the crypt, even though all the players are old and close to death.
Good move.
I mean, calling it the crypt is very funny.
The crypt is a great one.
Especially because they're like, don't call us that. They're like pissed about it. So now we have to keep
doing it. That makes the nickname way better. Like when Durant was mad about Slim Reaper and they just like made it stick.
That's a cool nickname though.
Yeah, that's
so cool.
What was his issue with that?
Yeah.
I feel like
he wanted to be called the servant or something stupid like that.
That is stupid.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Durantula, that was another good one.
Durantula,
I feel like if you say don't do this, that's like guarantee that people are gonna do it. You know?
Especially your haters.
Yeah.
Totally like Barbara Streisand effect for sure.
Yeah. But also, this is just like a PSA. Don't try and get your coworkers to get into crypto. That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't try to sell me your NFTs in the break room.
Nope.
Like I don't want to hear it.
My friend just told me that his neighbor, he was just chit-chatting with his neighbor, and his neighbor was like, do you know any artists? I'm trying to make some NFTs.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. It's like the next, I'm in a garage band. It's like, I make NFTs.
Oh, God. If you want to be eligible for Cutie Comment of the Week, you got to join our Cutie Nation Discord. Sign up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. $5 members also get early access to episodes as well as 2 bonus episodes per month. And you can get a free month if you sign up annually.
Ooh, I'm signing up.
Wow.
Ooh.
For Cutie Comment?
You gotta get in there to get the Cutie Comment of the Week.
It is a very fun Discord. We have a lot of good jokes.
Yeah, I love that all of our cuties in the Discord are friends and like, they're even chatting, DMing each other and stuff.
They're not allowed to DM without me.
I know. I said we have to see they have to send us screenshots.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like side conversations. I need to be CC'd on all of it.
They all know each other's real names now. I'm like, who the hell's Noah? And then I'm like, oh, yes. Okay. 2x2.
Thank you to our guests for being here. Is there anything you'd like to plug besides your awesome podcast, Tooth and Claw? I mean, you can plug
mainly
that.
Just the podcast.
Yeah.
What do you guys have plans for the podcast coming up that you want to shout out?
No, we just did our biggest series, which you guys already mentioned, the Night of the Grizzlies. And that was like Wes put a ton of time into that. So probably just plug, like, if you like violence, go listen to that.
It is sad at times, but
it is sad.
I loved that series. It was very well done. Congrats, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so interesting. And also, I think was like a pivotal moment in our national parks and how they deal with animals. So very cool to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys get sad sometimes, like after you record?
I like never get sad except for the first episode of Night of the Grizzlies made me sad. That was like honestly the first time. But it's funny, like I was telling this girl what I do, that like I have a podcast talking about animal attack stories. And she was like, oh, is that like pretty hard for you? And I was just like, no, not at all.
Do you get a, like, have you talked since?
I mean, no, it was, yeah, maybe it wasn't the best answer.
That's really funny. Do you want to plug like social media channels or anything?
Yeah, you guys have a Patreon.
Oh, Patreon.
Yeah, we have Patreon. I mean, I would listen to our free episodes and see if you like us first and then join. But if you want to just get straight into Patreon, go for it. And then Tooth and Claw on Instagram. Yeah. I mean, we're good. We don't need to plug anything else, really. Awesome. Mike, you got anything you want to plug?
Oh.
Any good shows you're watching? Just kidding.
NFTs.
No. I watched Yellow Jackets. I really like that.
We've been wanting to watch that.
Yeah, we don't have Showtime.
No, I get it.
And then I watch basketball, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Check out basketball.
Yeah, check out basketball.
Yeah, check out. It's pretty fun.
Awesome. Well, this was really great. Thank you guys so much for being here. Yeah. And thank you to all of our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingus for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.